have you in. So, Everett, I've got to ask, how close are you, all things considered, here to having everything set to go here for this weekend?
Well, we're just down to putting in the final touches on the structures, filling them in with whether it's going to be the carpenter shop, the blacksmith shop, of course, the nativity itself, getting that set up so that Thursday night we test the lighting and Friday night we're ready to rock and roll.
Well, Pastor Paul, you put the live in live nativity. What things live will be with you this year?
So we have our camels will be back. That's always a big draw. I love love seeing that. But the process is going to be very much the same, and we'll be able to greet people as they drive up, and they can bring a can donation or a cash donation that will go to Salvation Army. And then they get cookies and a hot chocolate on their way through the line, and people are able to turn their lights off, go slow, hear the Christmas story on the closed circuit radio station, and really take it all in.
What really prompted the church to do something like this? And how long have we been, you know, rolling out the live nativity here for people to enjoy, but also to remember why we really have the season?
Well, I'll let Everett go with that, because actually live nativity started before I even became a pastor here. So the history of it is, it goes even before I do. So,
all right, Everett, floor is yours.
Yeah, as I shared before, the idea was behind the other person that was on this call today, which is my wife, Carrie. She always enjoyed live nativities, and there were some here in town, and due to whatever reason, it didn't continue. So she wanted to have one, and pretty much what my wife wants, I usually end up trying to help her get. So, so that's what kind of got us started. But we also wanted to have an opportunity to share the Christmas story with the community, and allow folks to come out as a family and just enjoy the time together. As I said, we started with one structure, basically. We had, you know, the only one we really ever have to have is the stable for the nativity, and we had a wall built with a plastic scene on it, and that was our first year. Now this is our seventh year, but we had a COVID year in there, so we missed a year, but it has gradually developed into a little bit more of a town. You know, we have a sign saying "Welcome to Bethlehem" as you come around the corner on the route, which is about 0.2 miles. And you know, again, the whole purpose is to give back to the community a chance at Christmas to be together as a family and to hear the story of Jesus. You know, I was thinking this morning, you know, there's another thing out there called the Christmas story. And, you know, be careful, don't shoot your eye out. Well, we're going to give you the real Christmas story.
This is the real deal, right?
This is it.
That's it. So, Paul, what time do things begin on Friday and Saturday? What are your hours?
Yeah. So, Friday the 15th and Saturday the 16th of December will be, people can start lining up at 6 o'clock to 9 p.m. Both nights. And people are welcome to come both times if they want. I know there's a lot of repeaters. And I know there's a busy schedule going on, especially on Friday night for a lot of people. So we'll be ready to go both nights. Weather is supposed to be fantastic from what I understand. So it'll be a great time.
I have to ask, Pastor, here from your perspective, really how important is it for people to, if nothing else, kind of get a glimpse of the way things used to be and maybe put that in people's minds going through just how different the times have been?
Yeah, it really is a throwback in this little journey around the church building. You know, and Everett and Terry and their team have done a great job of making it look authentic, and with the costumes that people wear and everything like that. But The best part about this whole thing is the story itself and the reality of Jesus' birth and what that means to our faith and what that looks like in the lives of everybody that will go through and the memories that it reminds them of and that sort of thing. So,
well, Everett's, you know, this is something we certainly encourage, you know, the community and communities surrounding Emporia to be a part of and take in. But this is quite a project, and I would assume you need a lot of volunteer help out there.
Yes, we're gladly accept any volunteers from the community that want to come out. If you want to take part in it, we've got plenty of costumes. We'll gladly dress you up and find a place for you. You know, Ron, Chuck, I've still got a camel. You know that. One of you guys. I'd hate for you to miss out on that joy.
Yeah.
Well, oh my gosh.
We appreciate you thinking of us, Everett.
I can do.
Awesome. And this isn't the only celebrating here for the Church of the Nazarene. The way it sounds, right after the first of the year, you've got a big celebration coming.
Yeah, that's correct. We will be celebrating our 100-year anniversary celebration on January the 7th here at the church, which is it's a huge feat to be in one community for such a long time. And we're looking forward to celebrating and hearing stories from the past of things that have gone on through Emporia First Church of the Nazarene in the Emporia community. Over the course of a century, and it'll be fun to see some old pictures and reminisce with some people that are coming, hopefully are able to come back and visit as well.
Again, the live nativity, Emporia First Church of the Nazarene, this Friday and Saturday, 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. Pastor, let's talk about the traffic flow out there. Where do you recommend people enter?
Right, so we will have traffic signs up, and the biggest deal is they'll come down Industrial and hang a left if that's the way you're coming. That's the only way to get in. We'll have the street blocked off coming from the west on 24th Street. So as they turn onto Industrial, they'll head into the first driveway coming in and just loop all the way around, and then they'll have to exit back towards Industrial, towards the west, towards the stoplight and Aldi and all that to go out. The one thing that we are trying to let everybody know about, if they're trying to get over into the neighborhood to the west of and by towards the middle school and things like that, to just hang a right there at the stoplight by McDonald's and go around the high school on Graphic Arts to avoid any conflict, because we know that there will be quite a few cars.
Yeah, in fact, let's see. Traffic will be blocked in the 2800 and 2900 block of West 24th on the 15th and 16th for the nativity scene. So westbound nativity traffic only from 5 until 8, it looks like. At least that's the update from the Emporia Police Department. Well,
yeah.
I know, tell you what, a lot of work goes into this, and we certainly encourage people to stop by and be a part of it. A reason for the season, right here, a live nativity, Emporia First Church of the Nazarene, Friday and Saturday, the 15th and 16th. Chuck?
Well, guys, thanks so much for joining us here today. Thank you for putting this on here this weekend. Merry Christmas to both of you, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you here this weekend.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Thank you
so much. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Chuck,
yes.
Chuck, don't jinx the weather.
I will be shocked. As stable as this is, I will be shocked if I do. If you can, you can send the lightning bolts my way.
Well, do you like the way Chuck, you like the way Chuck put that? A stable forecast this week.
Yes.
Okay.
Amen. Pick up on that. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you both.
Thanks. Take care.
Thank you.
Yeah, tell you what, folks, if you haven't been by this before, they put on quite a show here.
It is quite the deal.
It is. So Friday, December 15th, Saturday, December 16th, 6 until 9 p.m. at the First Church of the Nazarene. We encourage you to be a part of it.
Yes, sir. Don't forget tomorrow's 8 o'clock hour. We've got a couple of things coming. First off, we'll have the monthly Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Darty, which will be around 8:20. And then we will have singer-songwriter Jamie O'Neill with her Spirit and Joy Christmas show Saturday. Her preview with us is coming up 8:45 tomorrow morning here on KVOE.
Yeah, looking forward to that. KVOE Live and Local, our Newsmaker 2, brought to you this morning by Long Pine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Driven by LongPineAuto.com. It is 8:43, 29 degrees. Good morning.
Make that list, check it twice, and when you panic about who you missed, just head to Bluestem Farm and Ranch. They've got everyone on your list covered.